Yes, God is working miracles. Welcome, friends. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Thursday morning, the Gospel Healing Hour, and I see that the pastor has just come on the line. I hope she's driving well. She and the mister are traveling all the way from Long Island down to Dover, Delaware this morning, so drive safely. I'm just glad to see that the program is going on and glad to see you with it. We're starting with Beverly Crawford saying it's time for a miracle. And you're going to hear the program that we did probably 2 weeks ago that has not run yet successfully. So let's pray that God will allow the program once again to come through. Amen, amen, amen. Let's pull it up here. This program was recorded originally nearly 2 weeks ago, and we haven't been able successfully to run it. So let's ask God to let us hear the entire program today. It was our body, mind, and soul rendition.
Call. my prayer that this song will bless you. Somebody that viewing this service. Blessed assurance. Oh, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine.
Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God, and it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. Goes like this. I feel a breakthrough. It's a mighty move of God. It's going to change your day. With signs and wonders, miracles to perform. God is going to bless you, but just holding on.
I feel a breakthrough coming your way.
It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move of God. It's going to change your day.
With signs and wonders,
miracles.
Yes, a move of God is on the way. This is the Gospel Healing Hour. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott, and I am so glad to be with you this morning, this evening, this afternoon, midnight, early in the morning, whatever time it is you're choosing to listen to this program, because the move of God is on the way. And for many of us, the move of God is already here. Sponsored by Glory United Ministries, sponsoring Glory United Holiness Church. Pastor Patricia Benjamin, have mercy.
Just hold on.
Looking for your midnight to turn to sunshine. Now it's gonna happen. You wait and see. All things are possible to them that believe. Come on, you say.
You've been expecting, changing your life.
Looking for your midnight.
Looking for your midnight.
Turn to sunshine.
Turn to sunshine.
Now it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Your work is not done. Oh
Jesus to help us along the way. At the end of this song, we will bring you on Evangelist Patricia, Pastor Patricia Benman, who will bring us a little bit more Jesus. Amen.
I need just a little more Jesus.
Yeah, I need just a little more Jesus.
Creatures below, praise him above. The heavenly host,
praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I tell you, it's a good thing to be in the land of the living. Come on and clap your hands and tell the Lord thank you, because we need a little more Jesus to help us along the way. For this is the day that the Lord he has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it, and I charge you to do the same thing. Rejoice and be glad in it, for God hath made it possible that you open your eyes, close in your right mind, and you're able to say thank you, Jesus. You have the activities of your limbs, and you just want to give God the glory. You want to give God the praise for all that he's done and all that he is and all that he's going to continue to be in your life. I want to thank you right now for being on board with us for this is another broadcast. We thank God for our Thursday service at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And it's just good, 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 good. I know that there are people on Word Network. I know that there are people on TBN. I know that there are people on Daystar. I know that there are those of us preaching the gospel everywhere. But that's what Jesus said, that the gospel must go out all over the world. And I'll tell you, I thank God for my space right here. I thank God for my space on Blog Talk Radio. I thank God through Dr. Scott that God has made it possible to bring his word to pass. He said that my word that go out of my mouth would not return unto me void. And God spoke it over me many years ago. And I tell you, he is performing just what he said. One thing I can tell you, this much I do know. Whatever God says, God backs it up. He is his insurance, and he is your assurance. So you better bless it, assurance, because Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I'm an heir of salvation. Why? Because I've been purchased by God. I am happy in Jesus. That ain't the word. But I'm born of his spirit, and I'm washed in his blood. I thank God for my listeners in New York and Southampton, New York, and Bridgehampton, New York, and Cousin Bridget in Bridgehampton, and Auntie April in Southampton. And I thank God for my sister in South Carolina. They hang out with us. And I know that there are you, and you that I don't know about. Thank you, because when Dr. Scott checks, he can see just how many people have been on listening in the archives through their computers. And he can see when you call in. There's no name, so don't be afraid. But if you ever want to say something, just push the 1. And we will give you a moment or two to give your testimony, because every praise belongs to our God. Let's go quickly to the word. My time is nigh. We thank God for Sunday. I tell you, you know, sometimes you can become stagnated in the spirit, or you can just be so complacent to just give God a little clap offering or give him just a little wave offering. But every now and then, a refreshing comes. And I tell you, the Holy Ghost and I had a very, 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 oh, my God, a very good time in Jesus. I tell you, it's been a long time since I felt like that. And I tell you, it's been a long, long time since I felt like I could fly. In fact, as far as I was concerned, I was flying. My feet were not even on the floor. I was able, shout out, yeah. I was dancing in heaven with the Lord. I tell you, oh, I had a new attitude. I tell you, God is just so, oh, he's just awesome. I tell you, and I'd like to send out a special thanks to Sister Barbara in South Carolina, who sent me a text, and she says on her text how she enjoyed last week's service. I tell you, I thank you for the shout out. I thank you for the feedback. Also, my cousin Judy also sent a text. I got it last night where my cousin Judy said, awesome service. And Barbara in South Carolina, she responded. And that's what I need for you to do. Respond. If I'm not doing what God say, then let me know. Now, I know I can't be on here hooping and going for it all the time. I've got to teach the word. I've got to get some word in you. I don't want you to be bland. You know, all this bodily exercise and shouting and or dancing, however way. Well, you're doing them both. You're shouting with your voice and you're dancing with your feet. You clap with your hands. You praise God with your mouth as well. But there are times when you have to slow the roll and give them the word. And then if God sends you into that anointing where you're hooping, then so be it. We all are blessed from it. But as children of God, we have to learn how to appreciate the word of God. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but Jesus' word will stand forever. In the beginning was the word. And the Word was God, and the Word was with God in the beginning. So the Word was here in the beginning, and guess what? In the end, the Word is the only thing that's going to stand. Everything we sang when I was a child, everything is going down but the Word of God. So learn to fall in love with the word. The song says, falling in love with Jesus is the best thing that I've ever done. So if you really fall in love with Jesus, then you will fall in love with the word of God, because you will want more word in you. The more word that you put in your vessel, the more strength you will have, the more peace you will have, the more joy you will have with the word on the inside of you. So learn to rake in the word. Learn to eat the word. There was a time back in the 80s when I would read the word of God so intensely. I mean, I was constantly in the word, in the word, in the word, in the word, in the word. I ate it, I drank it, I slept the word. And one night I had taken my bath, and I said to my husband, I'm going to bed.